Hi everyone, my name is Adam Small.
And I'm Jake Moses.
Welcome to our podcast, The Performer's Pathway.
A podcast adventure to help guide and navigate your musical life and career.
As a prelude to every episode, we'd like to remind our listeners that this podcast is about the other side of the musical coin. One side, which you see a lot at our website, mymusicmasterclass.com, is what to do in the practice room. The other side is how to maximize your talent and skills in the real world, and that's what this podcast is about. Also, if you have a few extra seconds to spare,
which is technically only 3 beats at 60 BPM,
please subscribe to our show at your podcast app of choice and rate us 5 stars. You can leave a comment about absolutely anything, too. That small act of kindness will really help us expand our audience and continue to create new episodes.
And lastly, word of mouth is always super helpful. So if you like what you hear, please tell the world.
All right, so we're here today with Hans Greuner. Jake and I are in the virtual studio as usual, and this will be a fun one. You know, Hans is an accomplished pianist and, you know, quite a controversial figure in jazz and, you know, and all that. If you don't know him, you know, there's a lot of YouTube stuff you can check out. And, wait, what is that?
Hello, guys.
Hans, are you there?
Hi, guys. It's great to be here. Let me just... Come here. Come in. Right. I'm just coming back from the farm here. All right. Great.
Hans, how are you doing?
I'm doing really very well. The whole, you know, this... One sec.
Yeah, you have to take the mask off.
You can remove the mask.
Yeah. Oh.
We're safe here.
Yes, it's because it's radio and it's going to be fine, yes?
Yeah, it doesn't...
The numbers are showing that it's better over the radio. So thank you for having me, and I'm glad that you're reaching out. It's been pretty lonely, I think, here in this small town that I live in. But can you hear me? It's amazing that... am I coming in okay?
Yeah, you're in Austria now, or where are you? What's your village?
Yes, well, I went back to my parents' home in Braunau, and it's the home of Adolf Hitler, but please don't hold that against me. But I am here. It's quite beautiful, and we don't experience the lockdown quite as badly as, say, in some places, but... You know, it's very difficult to not perform and to not go out and be with... I mean, I'm with nature, but I'm afraid of getting the disease from the animals because I think I heard that you can get it from goats and, you know, farm animals and things like that. If not COVID-19, I think maybe 17 or 18. But I don't remember the question, but I don't want the animals to catch it from me. I apparently I could have it, but I think regular life will come back and we'll all, you know, be able to get back to normal and get into our routines. But it's very depressing. And I've never... normally I don't experience depression, because I play such warm, soft, happy music for myself and for my audience. And now I'm finding I am using a few more minor chords, for instance.
Wow.
Yes, and I think it is it shows what I'm feeling on the inside and how the lockdown and the COVID and has affected us. And so a few more minor chords, things are getting a little sadder, but always with a happy ending. And I, as many people know, I love happy endings.
Are you live streaming? A lot of people are talking about live streaming, or are you playing outside to the animals? I mean, I don't... are there any houses nearby that can hear you? I mean, how are you dealing with this?
Yes, well, I've had an upright for many years in the middle of my farm. It's taken a lot of abuse from not just the weather, but actually the animals themselves, unfortunately.
I've actually heard that ostriches are really hard. I don't know if you have them.
Very, very, very
with those
very
long
difficult
necks, they can get right in there, right?
Mm, Yeah. And they're not safe. And their poo smells like no other animal that I know. And it's definitely left behind a sense of. Well, I think you know what I'm getting to, but the whole thing is I like to practice in nature, and I think it's very important. And the piano's taken a lot, but it still can play. And I bring that out there. I also have a pump organ, which my children pump for me. And the neighbors are getting a little annoyed because I do tend to like to go out there in the middle of the night because I'm suffering from terrible insomnia. You know, this whole pandemic is quite depressing, and I'm not used to, as I was saying before, to being depressed. But anyway, let's not dwell on that. I'm basically a happy person, and let's just get through this thing. What's the next one?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll keep this moving. You know, there's been a lot of collaborations online, you know, musicians with other musicians from different areas. There was that Imagine thing that was controversial, and, you know, there's been some funny ones, and there's been some great ones. I've done a few. What are your thoughts on that? Have you done any of these collaborations?
Well, I've been trying to do some interviews with some of my influences in a way that not so far from what you guys are doing. I'm setting up my own podcast. I hope to get people like Roger Williams and Vangelis, John Tesh. There's so many people I'd like to talk to. I'd love to talk to any of those people.
Right.
There's some wonderful... Not just music. I'd like to talk about some of my hobbies, like cold yoga, something I've been doing here. It's a lot of people talk about the hot yoga, but you know, I don't like heat so much. So I do the only thing about the cold yoga you have to be careful of is frostbite. But at the very very high temperatures, it really can just make you stiffen you up. You know, just right before you. But so there's that. So I wanted to talk to one of the great cold yoga experts, and then I want to do some concerts on the World Wide Web. I think that what we're in need of now is just some relaxation and not to worry about the future. I mean everything's looking pretty bad certainly, but it's not like we have a No, we do have a pandemic. Yeah. But anyhow, these are the types of things I'm doing. I'd like to be able to. I tried to do a duet with a young musician, a new age musician that I like in Switzerland. And
wow.
It was difficult. There was about a 25-second delay. So
wow.
It didn't seem like we were really connecting.
Yeah.
But I'm still listening to it.
Yeah.
But
wow.
It may add
to the vibe, I guess.
Yes. Yes. So those things are quite difficult. I find there's no substitute for just you on stage and those 12 to 15 people in the audience. You know, it's to me that's doesn't get any more intimate and any more direct, than that. And I'm working on some more arrangements. Sometimes dipping into some other things, some Steely Dan. That needs quite a bit of work, as I think most people would agree. And some Mingus, trying to do without some of that.
So it's more of a material. So you're doing correcting just to let the audience.
Oh see. Yes, yeah, right. Correcting and editing. Sure. Trying to put it to its more pure place where probably the music was supposed to have been. But that coming out with some things like that. Maybe thinking about doing a Patreon.
Oh yeah.
Situation.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
So. People tell me, oh, Hans, it would be great if you could wish my brother a happy birthday in a video call. And I think people, apparently, they want to pay some money for that. So I'll do it. What the hell? I mean, my income is very sparse right now. My teaching has gone way down. It's hard to teach through cassette. And anyway.
So, I mean, I know that you said you were depressed. And, you know, we actually just had a psychologist on last episode. And you should probably check it out. I mean, we're all... I learned a lot from it. I know Jake did. And he was talking about getting some exercise. I mean, you know, just a brisk walk or something like that. Get your blood moving. Splashing cold water in your face. Is there anything that you do to kind of get your blood moving?
Well, I mean, I think the my blood, it must be moving on its own, first of all. Otherwise, I'd be dead. So I'm pretty confident the blood is moving. I think that's what circulation is. But I, beyond that, not so much. I mean, I'll get out just because it's a beautiful day, but I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to fall, hurt my hands. Then what will I do? You know, what am I without my hands? I'm nothing. My name is Hans, so I'm literally nothing.
Right.
Look, Ma, no Hans. You know, that's what it would be.
Right.
So I try not to take any extra... I take extra precaution with my physical activity. I don't get much of it. And I think that the amount of thinking that I do during the course of a day, I think is getting everything else in shape, frankly. My wife disagrees, but...
Okay.
You know, And if particularly during this time, I'm wearing the mask, I'm wearing the goggles. So... It's the sweating bothers me. As I told you before, I don't have a high ceiling for being hot, you know. And that's why I do the cold yoga. And but anyway, we'll see what happens with the exercise. I know it's supposed to be quite good for you, and the yoga is I think enough, you know.
Okay, you talking about the cold yoga and not wanting to be hot, I mean, before performance, I was going to ask you if you do anything to relax, but you probably don't want to get your hands warm, right? I mean, and do you do any breathing exercises? Or
I do a very simple exercise where I breathe in 10 times, pass out. And when I awake, it's gig time. You know, I mean, that's, to me, it clears the mind. It disorients you quite a bit. But I find that that's good because then that puts you in a good space for the concert, I think.
Wow, I never heard that before. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of our musicians that we have on the site and artists, we even had a PR agent, Lydia Liebman, you know, they often talk about getting your social media game together. For instance, Facebook, TikTok, you know, Instagram. Like, have you leveraged any of these things for your own personal benefit? And if so, how?
You mentioned something about a clock, and I don't even use, you know, a physical time-telling device anymore. It's funny because I haven't called them a TikTok since I was a child, a little kinder. But, you know, in terms of the other, what were the other things?
Facebook and Instagram, there's...
Oh, sure. I've been doing some Facebook Live.
Oh, okay.
And, yes, and... I do it, I don't tell anybody, I just do it with no announcement. I do it in the middle of the night, I don't tell anybody. Also, I set it to be private anyway, so nobody can watch. Come to think of it, what's the point then? But
yeah, I mean, well...
Yeah, because nobody can watch anyway, right. And I'm doing it in the middle of the night. So, well, right. I guess I have to rethink that strategy, but... I have a Twitter handle, but I don't have a Twitter. Just the handle. And then Instagram, I've been, it's very interesting, Instagram, and I'm trying to figure that one out as well. It used to be on my phone, but now it's, I don't know where it went. It was on my phone. Could be on another device, I suppose, now.
Right.
So it's said that Schoenberg used to study bird calls in nature, and I know that you love nature. Mm. Do you have anything out there specifically that inspires you to write or compose?
Yes. Where I live, there's lots of snails. Lots of snails. And this piece I'm writing is taking so long. But that has been an inspiration, but it's just taking forever. And I don't know why, but anyway, these snails are fascinating human beings. And I do like watching the birds. I put up a bird feeder the other day, but this damn squirrel is just hogging all the seed. So funny story, I shot this squirrel, and, well, that caused quite a scene in my neighborhood. Anyway, I was one person who didn't have to go to the market that day, so that was lucky. Because I dread the whole market, you know, fine, I don't have to put on the mask and go to the market. We'll just, you know, eat the damn thing. And I told everybody it was chicken. But it was sad. My youngest found the tail in the garbage later, and that was awkward.
So a lot of people are watching Netflix now. They're talking about Amazon Prime and Hulu. Is there any show that you've been watching to, like, kind of get by this quarantine?
Yes, I'm not so up on the movies right now. I really struck out with a couple of things that I took chances on. Since I'm a pianist, I was looking for something piano-oriented, so I started watching this movie called The Pianist. My God, that was a terribly violent movie, and, well, it was very, very unexpected. It wasn't a lot of piano playing in it, really. I mean, the next night I tried for something else, and I just said, okay, I'm just going to pick something randomly, and I found something called R. Kelly. So I started watching that, and let me tell you, I mean, that was not very good at all. I feel dirty since, and I don't know, what is Netflix? It's nothing but violence and just horrible things, you know?
Oh, you know.
But I don't recommend the R. Kelly movie at all.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it, so I'll take your word for it. So what's on the horizon for Hans Greuner, either during this pandemic or maybe in the future when the smoke clears? What's next?
Well, that's a really good question, because if it weren't for this pandemic, I'd be right here, actually. But it's a coincidence. But, you know, I'm hoping that... you know, I'm going to get a video out and another record out, and continue at least my Austrian and German appearances. And, you know, there seems to be some interest in bringing me over to the States again. But, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to get on an airplane until, you know, there's a real a vaccination for the disease. So it's just a big old question mark, and we'll see what happens. I'm getting some practicing done and trying some other keys, F. So it's a good time to stretch yourself as a musician.
Do you want to show? I mean, do you have anything that you've been working on that you want to show the audience?
Yes,
the audience?
I do. I'm writing a book. I'm editing my older book about scales. I was just writing about the minor, since I've told you that I've been feeling very minor lately. Mm-hmm. So I was talking about the different minors. There's the melodic minor. There's the harmonic minor. And a lot of people don't talk about the German-Austrian minor. But anyway, that's one that I'm trying to popularize now. And But I've been trying some, you know, different. I've talked about my double diminished, and you've been doing that in all keys. And, you know, thinking about the triple diminished concept, haven't quite put it all together, but that should be coming soon. Trying to reharmonize some things that I am not crazy about. I never wanted to really delve into giant steps, but I'm, for instance... et cetera, et cetera. And I think that what it does, it cleans up a lot of that unnecessary movement that makes you feel a little crazy, you know what I mean? So there's that whole... Now, in terms of exercises, I'm trying ear training. I'm doing ear training, so I'll play, for instance, a seventh, and I'll say seventh, you know, or I'll play a fifth, and I'll think about it, and I'll know that it's a fifth, and I'll say, fifth. So those are good for the ears, and I think everybody should be doing things like that. I'll play an octave, and then I'll say, oh, that's an octave, you know? So I think they're getting pretty quick, my ears.
I mean, do you practice all intervals? Because I know you have kind of a problem with some of them.
It's a very good point. If I have to practice one of the less... pleasing intervals, that's just the tritone. I'll quickly... Uh-oh. Quickly make sure that I'm really hearing that second note. For instance, I'll go... Oh, there I am. You know, just to get the first note out of my ear. And yes, there's certain intervals that I just won't play together. I won't play... the flat nine. I wouldn't even play it now.
You mentioned before that this thing about Mingus, you'd been working on his music. Is there any specific tune?
Yes. Mingus. Wonderful, wonderful composer. If only... you know, there's... the rising sun. I never realized how close that Mingus classic was to the House of the Rising Sun.
What song is that again?
I think it was Pork Pie Hat.
Oh, okay,
yes?
Yeah. Not always good getting that stuff.
So. Well, you should probably listen to more of his music.
Yeah, or Ear Train.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it's up to you if you have more music to show everyone. If not, like, I'd like to wrap this up with just your general advice. To musicians that are up and coming.
Where are they?
Oh, they're everywhere.
They coming?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Oh, you just in general. Yeah. Yes. I would say, please, you know, stay healthy, of course. You need to be at the top of your game. You need to listen to all kinds of music. Make sure you can play in every time signature. 4/4, 3/4. And, you know, get a lot of experience playing in hotels, in bars, small, smelly type places where nobody respects what you do, to really feel like a musician and feel like you're, you know, you've got something to work for and be disrespected, you know, for years. And then, you know, really, really apply yourself and really look to get beyond that level but always work on your craft. This is the main thing, and never feel like that there's enough to learn.
That's good advice, I guess, yeah.
Yes, 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 because you can always learn something from someone. I can't remember his name, but I will get it to you.
I see. All right. Well, I mean, Hans, I know you have a lot to do, and so do we. You know, I don't even know what time it is where you are. I'm sure it's pretty late.
I'm so out of it, neither do I, but...
Yeah.
I'll have to check my TikTok.
Yeah.
Das TikTok.
So, Hans, you know, thanks so much for coming on here with us. And Jake and I have been trying to get you on for a while. And, you know, I hope you're hanging in there, you know, with your farm and your animals and your hometown and all that. And stay strong. And hopefully we'll beat this thing, right? And you'll get back out and do what you do.
Thank you so much, guys. Great to talk to you. And good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're back here with Jake and I in the virtual studio. And for any confusion, anyone that was confused by the events that just happened, I'm still confused, actually. That was Larry Goldings, you know, the very well-known and respected jazz pianist and organist, doing his Hans Greuner. That is his go-to character of awesomeness. And we're super happy to have Larry on the show. And the reason we're doing this epilogue here is because I just wanted to shout out that Larry has this really cool Patreon page. Jake, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to his Instagram, just Larry Goldings, and he's got links everywhere. But it's basically patreon.com/ right. Larry Goldings.
So again, we just wanted to thank Hans for coming on and Larry for being a cool guy. And check out his Patreon, check out his Instagram, and we'll see you soon. Questions, comments, episode ideas, hate mail? You can get in touch with us by contact form, email, or voicemail, all of which are available at our website, performerspathway.com. If one of your questions or topics makes it into the podcast, with your consent, of course, you'll receive a shiny new $10 gift card for use at mymusicmasterclass.com. That's our sister website, which contains over 600 original educational videos from your musical heroes. So look forward to hearing from you.